DeclaringTheKingdom.com.
Spoon-fed. Recall seeing a small child or infant being fed their meal. Cream spinach, chicken carrot puree, or mashed banana. How cute. Good, the little ones express with their face and waving hands. Now picture a toddler, teenager, or adult, even right up to an aged person being fed the same way. No, there's not a physical or mental malady which mandates such feeding. I'm speaking of the oddity of being spoon-fed various foods throughout a person's life. This is an illustration. You might ask, why are you talking about being spoon-fed? There are actually many more questions one should ask, like, who's doing the feeding? What are they feeding? Is it healthy? Why are they spoon-feeding? What's going on here? Well, the definition of spoon-fed is feeds someone by using a spoon. He is spoon-feeding the chimpanzees as one might feed a baby. And provides someone with so much help or information that they do not need to think for themselves. Quote, certain students enjoy finding out things for themselves. Others prefer being spoon-fed. Unquote. You have to realize, the societies of the world are being spoon-fed. While there are some that realize that reality, the majority of people do not realize it and perhaps do not even care. The world's being fed all kinds of things that range from chemicals to ideals. There's a sinister element behind the practice of spoon-feeding. Those who should know better, right down to those who don't have the capacity to know better, just like a child or infant. There's a poison in that baby food, ladies and gentlemen. There's an agenda behind the practice. It's destructive, a lie, and downright wicked in nature. The ones behind the spoon feeding are the same people that lie and say there's no God. They tell you there's no Jesus who died for the sins of the world and was raised from the dead. They're full of lies. Their doctrine is corrupt, and it has infiltrated all manner of communications worldwide. Media through the movies, television, radio, and commercials. Education through schools, their doctorates, masters, and letters. Commerce through all the devices above. Government and its agendas, its laws, and memes. And of course, religion. That is, the institutional forms of churches that are aligned through the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service Tax Rule 501c3. It's all about bringing influence on the minds and behaviors of the masses. And any device to promote their agenda will be utilized by those in position to do the spoon feeding. Whether knowingly or unknowingly, the poison of lies is being distributed through many channels in our world today. How vital is it to know the truth? To literally know personally the one who never lies. It's impossible for him to do so. And to maintain a deep bond of intimacy with him. Now I speak of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of us all, and his Holy Spirit. Everything about our Lord is truth. To know truth is to know Jesus. And I do not speak here of knowing about Jesus as with information. I'm speaking of knowing, realizing, encountering him by interaction with him, his life, his spirit, his voice, his truth, his way. And I could go on continually describing this endlessly. There are those who do not want the truth. They are those under the influence already of the jargon of lies that flows through the spigots. Truth is likened to light. Lies are likened to darkness. The Lord Jesus did not come to condemn, but to save. It's written of this in the Gospel of John, the 3rd chapter. However, there is a condemnation, and it is that light has come, and men loved the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But he that practices the truth comes to the light, so that his deeds may be manifested as having been wrought in God. The light exposes the darkness. The truth exposes the lies. And this is why the people that hate the light and hate the truth killed all the prophets of truth, Jesus, his true servants, and they will continue spoon-feeding their lies, murdering and stealing until their end comes. So realize this. The Lord Jesus commanded his followers to daily lay down their lives, pick up the cross, and to deny themselves and follow Jesus. He specifically warned, be careful, take heed, beware of men, beware of the false doctrines. The apostles warned as well, do not be gullible and simple, believing things that sound good or look good. Do not believe every spirit. Test the spirits, test the doctrine. Don't swallow everything that you're being spoon-fed. In fact, grow up in Christ and feed on that which is directly from the Lord through his Holy Spirit. That way, you will not be poisoned by the diabolical plot to deceive the world. It is far along its agenda to entrap all those that it may.